This is Lighthouse 112, the podcast from the Superintendent of Schools, the North Shore School District 112. We're a pre-K through 8 public school district in Northeast Illinois. This podcast is a source of information about the school district, its leadership, its teachers, its students, and its community. It's another source of updates and an additional source of news regarding the changing narrative of public education. Inspire, innovate, engage. Thank you for stopping by Lighthouse 112. Today we're interviewing Patty Simelian, mentor teacher, teacher on special assignment in North Shore School District 112, longtime member of the staff and an all-around great person. Patty, it is so wonderful to have you here today. Today we're going to share with our listeners more about your journey, your story, your career aspirations, your proud moments, and really your thoughts on anything that you would like to talk about. So it is a pleasure to add you to the list of District 112 folks featured on Lighthouse 112, our podcast. One day I'd love to see everybody here. So do us a favor and say who you are and let us get started right now. Thank you, Patty.
Great. Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm really honored to be a part of your podcast group. And it's very exciting to be here.
Awesome. Well, you know, we may as well just start at the beginning. So your leadership story probably starts with some of the early influencers. Why don't you give us a little bit of a view into the world of Patty?
Absolutely. You know, when you asked me to think about my leadership story, it's a question that I never had before. And so it was quite therapeutic to kind of back up and think about the last 32 years in education, first of all. But I really have to go further back to my upbringing when I talk about my leadership story and people who influenced me and who I am today. And, you know, first, I guess I go back with my parents. They are both huge influences in my life, and I get my integrity from both of them. I really think about my emotions and my empathy. I kind of get it from my mom, and my tireless work ethic from my dad. And my dad was such a hard worker, and he taught us and raised us on quotes like, you know, lead by example, be kind and give back to others, and do right, do things right, or don't do them at all. And I really try to do those things each and every day of my life.
I think those are great tributes to your mom and dad. I think those are great shout outs to the values, the core values that we get instilled upon us at a young age, which was wonderful. Now, did you ever think of a journey, career, or calling other than education, or did you always know that you were called to teach?
Yes, I always knew I was called to teach. My mom even goes back to when I was a little girl and I set up school in my basement. I was always attracted to kids and helping them. And so there was never, ever a question in my mind about my teaching. And I went to a very small school in Dubuque, Iowa, where I got a double major in special education and elementary education. My first teaching job was in Waukegan, at West Elementary School in 1988.
Wow.
So, and two people there that, yeah.
That's wonderful. Now you've got your mom and dad, you've got your influences growing up, you've got a amazing set of core values, you choose Loras College, and that's in Dubuque, Iowa, and you double majored in special ed and elementary ed. I'd say this is pretty impressive already. I appreciate that, Patty. I really do. And I appreciate you taking us back to Waukegan School District 60. So were there some important people that you met there?
Absolutely. You know, I met a lot of important people, and your first 2 years of your career are ones that you'll never forget. But two people that really stand out to me was number one, a man by the name of Robert Abbott, and he was the head of special education in Waukegan, and he was just this gentle and kind man who had so much passion and love for what he did and the work he did with kids with special needs. And I just felt his positive energy every time I was around him, and it just made me want to be better for my students. And then the second person who really influenced me was my principal at the time, who was Neil Codell. And he just taught me the importance of taking time every day to stop and personally connect with people, be kind and be a good listener. He made it his, he was such a busy man, but every morning he would stop and welcome every single staff member, both at West Elementary and then later in Highland Park with me as well.
So Neil Codell is somewhat of a legend in District 111 first, and then in 112, right? And then he went on to be a superintendent in District 219.
Yes.
So he also had children who attended Elm Place when I worked there. So I can't wait to hear more about Neil. And I think all of our listeners are going to look and find out, how did you go from Loras College, Waukegan, and now Northwood? So tell us a little bit about how that happened.
Absolutely. So at the end of my second year in Waukegan, Mr. Codell, my principal, came to me and said he was taking another job, and as hard as it was to leave Waukegan, he had this great opportunity in Highland Park, and he wanted me to come along with him because he had an opening for a special ed teacher. And I just really loved his leadership style, and I knew I could learn so much from him. So I left Waukegan and found myself teaching middle school special education at Northwood Junior High in Highland Park, which at the time was District 111.
Wow. Now, first of all, I don't know how somebody who is barely 35 years old like yourself could have been in education for 35 years. So I'm still trying to do the math here. But tell us a little bit about your Northwood experiences. And I know that your Waukegan years influenced you, and I know that wonderful leaders influence you. And I think it's so neat that we know you now as a wonderful leader who is influencing so many people. So I assure you, the early days and early influences are coming out in how you're helping so many of our teachers. So keep going, Patty. Tell us about some of the other experiences that you've had.
Great. Well, thanks for that compliment. But you're right. There's so many people that you meet along your journey, and especially me, that really influenced me. So I taught at Northwood from 1990 to 2014, and I pretty much taught all three grade levels, but for the most part, I stayed in the sixth grade, which was my favorite grade. I loved that transition between fifth and sixth grade. And I've taught all five academics in a kind of a self-contained or small group class, as well as resource. And I said I even got to teach one gen ed section of sixth grade 1 year. That's where my little gen ed comes in. And that was very exciting. They had like an overspill class, and I took it on, and I absolutely loved it.
Wonderful.
And then really some people that stand out to me as people that really contributed to who I am today throughout those years were, number one, my mentor, Norma Cohen, who was a special ed teacher who took me under her wing and taught me everything. She just spent endless, tireless hours showing me the way, and she was kind and patient and professional, and it's what I needed as a new teacher, and I model myself after her every day. I still talk to Norma all the time. She's one of my dearest friends, and she is actually still subbing at Northwood, which I can't believe. She's so dedicated, and I love that about her.
She is a wonderful lady. Absolutely. I'll echo those sentiments. Absolutely.
Yeah. Very nice. Yeah. And then other people that really had a strong role in who I am today are my students. I taught so many kids, and the kids that I taught, you know, struggled academically and sometimes emotionally. And, you know, it was really up to me as a teacher to grow and learn and figure out, you know, and I believed in each one of them. I always had high expectations for them. I was honest, trustworthy. I cared to connect with who they were as people. And I had to understand their unique needs and figure out how to teach them. And they helped me through that process. And I owe so much of my growth to my students.
I think that's beautiful. I remember years ago, when I was teaching at Elm Place, my first year, I had the privilege of co-teaching with Jan Capithorne. And Jan was mm-hmm. the teacher, I was the social studies teacher. And we wanted everyone in the class to know that we were both the teachers. And so we described what our roles were. Jan said she was the expert at teaching and learning and how the brain worked. And I mm-hmm. was the expert in history and civics. And that way, we knew who everybody was and what everybody's needs were, but that way we sort of partnered up, and it was our way of approaching it. So I love the fact that your students played such a huge role in shaping who you are, because they really do impact us and they really do know what they need. And it's really neat when we can figure that out too, as their teachers, to help meet their needs. I love it. Keep going. I love your story, Patty. This is great stuff. Thank you.
Sure. Well, absolutely. And just like you, you know, my peers are also big influencers. You know, they're those co-teachers, or there's multiple teachers and paraprofessionals that I've met along my journey who I've stolen ideas from. And I tried to mimic the traits that, you know, made them special. And just as my peers, my administrators, I think I had multiple APs and principals. I think they changed almost every 3 to 4 years when I was at Northwood. But, you know, when you meet people along the way, you grab onto all those positive things that they have. And for those really strong ones, you know, they help me see the value in being organized, being a good communicator, being kind, and having accountability, and really that passion and that clear vision along the way. So I was there a long time, and I had some great, great people that I learned from.
Well, you are such a people person, and I can't wait till we're back working in person so I can see you every day. It's very difficult being remote for so long. I know it's taking a toll on all of us, but I think it's so wonderful that you're sharing not only the journey of a teacher, the depth of a teacher, but the heart of a teacher, because not only do we celebrate work and we celebrate career and we celebrate profession, all of that is wonderful, but we also celebrate our lives. So will you do us a favor and kind of take us through a little bit of your life milestones that also took place during the, you know, nearly quarter century when, you know, you had your first phase in District 112 over at Northwood?
Absolutely. Well, in my first 2 years in Waukegan, I actually met my husband, who was a teacher there. And so that was a little tricky because I was leaving and I left him behind. But later we did get married. Through my time at Northwood, I got my master's in special education. I took a bunch of additional 45 credit hours of graduate work. I had two kids. And I was involved in so many things at Northwood. I really took it to heart to be a part of the school. And I was very passionate and loved my school. I mean, I grew up there and I loved every minute of it.
Well, in a recent podcast interview, we had Principal Sergio Gonzalez, who said he's learned very quickly in his first year as principal that once you're a Husky, you're always a Husky. He said he learned that pretty much in his first couple of weeks on the job at Northwood.
Absolutely. It's a very, very special group of people. And, you know, as I get to know all the staff and all the different buildings, there's special people everywhere. But it's just, will always hold a special place in my heart of a place that I kind of grew up and learned so much there. And, you know, I had said I had been involved in a lot of things at Northwood, but I think the two major things that really I was involved in that drove my leadership story to a whole new direction was being a mentor and a team leader. Many people think I have an administrative endorsement, but I don't. And I never really had a goal to be an administrator, but I really found myself loving these teacher leadership roles like mentoring and being a team leader. And so when the teacher on special assignment role was posted in 2014, it was loudly speaking to me. And so I applied for that role and luckily got it.
I'm glad you did. And I really appreciate you pointing out you don't need to be a licensed administrator with your Type 75 or whatever, you know, whatever it is nowadays. You're a leader. You're an influencer of people. You're an educator. You're a teacher. Your actions are what matters so much. And as others have helped you and guided you and coached you, I find so impressive and so affirming, Patty, is that you pay it forward literally, figuratively, and every day. I'm grateful that we've got this teacher and special assignment position. And I think it's wonderful that you're a leader, yet you're not an administrator, and you're freed up of having some of the burdens that are placed upon people with that title or with that license. You're free. You've got such ownership of the mentor program. You've got such ownership of teachers starting and figuring it out and finding their paths. And you're just a trusted confidant and really an incredible asset to our district. I think some folks out there might say, okay, I sort of get it, but can you talk a little bit more specifically, like what does a teacher on special assignment do? And what are some of the particulars that you do? I think some folks are gonna find this fascinating.
Absolutely. Well, so I was really placed in a unique position because there was no position before. So I was nervous, but I was even more excited to develop this role that I had kind of dreamed about. I mean, really, when you talk about me with such, you know, those nice qualities, and it's really easy for me. And I feel like it's a very natural position for me to be in, to just kind of help others. And it makes me feel really good. And so that's why I really jumped at the opportunity to apply for this position. So really the position has four main parts, and they're all helping in nature. So the first biggest role is the District 112 Mentor Program Coordinator. And in the mentor program coordinator role, I create and organize the program and all the materials and trainings necessary. I place all new staff members with mentors. I oversee and train all the mentors. I act as a secondary mentor to all of our special ed staff because they have quite a unique role where they're case manager and teacher. So I really help with the case manager role of that. And then I oversee all new staff kind of in general by collaborating with the mentors regularly. So that's one part of the job, and that's the biggest hat that I wear. And then I do have three other little hats as well. I'm a guest teacher coordinator where I train and interview all of our wonderful guest teachers, and I communicate with them regularly through newsletters and emails and things like that. Another hat that I wear is I'm a student teacher coordinator. So I work with the universities, local universities, to help place student teachers, which I love because I feel like anytime we can give back to new educators and help train and mold them will just be great for our organization and students. And then my last hat that I wear is that I call myself a licensure liaison. And basically I try to understand all the changes that are happening at ISBE with their procedures and renewal process and professional development. And I work to help our staff keep up with all of those changes and make sure their renewals go through seamlessly.
Wow,
Patty, in a nutshell,
those are incredible hats, and I appreciate your licensure liaisonship because you gently reminded me I needed to renew my license, which I did. Everything's good. Our teachers are lucky to have you. Our administrators are lucky to have you. I think other people listening today are going to say, wait a minute, how on earth do you do all that? And it's because we have Patty. Patty was developed by great leaders. She is a great leader. She clearly has great parents who supported her. And I'm sure that Jack and Gina are benefiting from your leadership too. So right now, you're officially housed out of the personnel office or sort of Deputy Superintendent Schrader's office. So talk to us a little bit about Dr. Schrader and her influences on you, please.
Absolutely. She has been a huge part of my leadership story because some people might not know, but she was my last principal at Northwood and now my boss. And she really trusted me to take this new position and run with it. You know, she knew my style because she was my principal for so many years. And she knows that my mind is constantly racing with all new ideas and how to make things better. And so she just said, here are the responsibilities, and really trusted me to develop the program. And she's just been by my side the whole time. She's helped me learn a lot, and she's been an amazing mentor to me. But I think the two things that really stand out for me that I use every day in my life is that, number one, she always encouraged me and all our other staff members to come to her with any problem. But she'd say, you can come to me with the problem, but also come to me with possible solutions. And that leadership advice really just pushes me every day to always think beyond the problem and be creative, because there's always a way to figure it out. Even though sometimes we have some restraints, we can figure out anything if we can be creative. And then really secondly, she just always encourages me to, you know, run my ideas past other colleagues and really collaborate. And this I find invaluable because I've learned over the years that when you let others into your thoughts, they have a great way of poking holes in your ideas, and they add a different perspective to things that I would have never thought of. And so I love true collaboration, because when all of those ideas come together, the result is so good and well thought out from all areas. And, you know, I really can't thank her enough for her mentorship, but those are the two things that I use every day to help me continue to grow and learn. I feel like I'm a lifelong learner.
Oh my gosh, that is so wonderful. It's a wonderful tribute to another great leader and a great person. I really appreciate your thoughtfulness and your reflectiveness. You know, every day, we learned something new these last 3 months. We're learning a ton of things about resiliency. What are some career aspirations that you have? You've accomplished so much. You incredibly, incredibly influence and impact people. And we've got a lot more work for you. So I don't want you going anywhere too soon. But what are some other things that are on your mind? And what's going on? And, you know, as we prepare for the next chapters in Patty's life.
I think about that a lot. You know, like I said, I'm always thinking about things. And for me, you know, my education and where my teaching career is one phase of my life. And I don't know if everybody knows this, but I am in my freshman year of my retirement years, and I'm scheduled to retire in June of 2023. And I think about my next phase or my next is retirement is my, you know, my next journey. And I would love to maybe teach college. I've thought of teaching special ed classes. It's just a passion of mine. Maybe work with student teachers, again, really helping these young people prepare for their career. I think I would love to do that. I would also love to speak at conferences on mentoring or consult districts on mentoring and mentor programs. So those are some of my aspirations and things that I'm thinking about in my next phase. And I will do all of this in a warmer environment, I think.
I won't blame you, and I'll come see you speak at a conference or two or send some people. So Patty, we've learned so much about you. If you wouldn't mind, would you reflect a little bit on some of the high points or some of the proud moments looking back at your career We still have a lot more career in you, and I'm looking forward to the next several years we've got together. And then just kind of reflect a little bit, if you don't mind, highlights of working in North Shore School District 112. That would be wonderful. I'd love to hear some more.
For sure. I think some of my proudest moments are the relationships that I've made and the connections that I have with so many students over 26 years of teaching in Highland Park and two in Waukegan. I've taught many kids, and like I said before, they've taught me so much. So I love the relationships and the connections I've made with them. The parents of our students too, I think we sometimes forget about how much our parents teach us along the journey as well. And just teachers and administrators, guest teachers and paraprofessionals. You said it before, I am a people person, and I love having conversations with people and getting to know them, and their experiences help me grow and learn. So that's one of my proudest moments, is just the relationships that I've made. And then I think I'm proud of the teacher that I was. I really loved my small group classes because I really had to develop them from scratch. And I loved working with the gen ed teachers and modifying the gen ed program for the kids in my special ed program, because I wanted them to experience the exact same things that our mainstream kids were experiencing, but at a modified level where they didn't feel overwhelmed. So I'm proud of what I did there. And then most recently, I think I'm just really proud of the redesign of the mentor program, and especially the addition of one-to-one job-alike mentors. For anybody that doesn't know, we just had building mentors as our mentor program. And so when I came in, I got a lot of feedback of, I love my building mentor, but I really would love to collaborate with somebody that had the same job. And so from there, the job-alike mentor was born. And I just think the more we can support our new teachers and help them to reflect and grow to be effective educators, the more our students will grow. So I'm super proud of that as well. Well, so those are kind of my highlights, yeah.
Patty, those are impressive, and those are incredible, and those are timeless, and those are long-lasting. And I know that your students and your colleagues and the teachers with whom you co-taught and the parents are all extremely lucky, and I know that the administrators are, including myself. As we bring this really incredible interview to a close, do you want to follow up or finish up with some highlights of working in District 112?
Sure. When I kind of thought about the highlights, things that just popped into my head, first of all, were like timestamps. And over the last 30 years, some of the timestamps were the Gulf War, consolidation of districts 107, 108, and 111 to District 112, 9/11, the reconfiguration of the district, and most recently the coronavirus. And it was weird that when I was reflecting on this, my highlights, that these were all stressful, hard times that popped into my head. But myself and the district really came back from each one of those experiences better and stronger. And I know that through COVID-19, we're going to do the same.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah. And then just really to kind of wrap up, is that another highlight is that, I just grew up in this district and under the direction of so many wonderful people. And my highlights are really just my students, the people that I've met, the lifelong friends that I have made, and my influence on others. And I feel very grateful. And Dr. Schumacher, who's a very good friend of mine and another big influencer, met him way back at Northwood. He was my school psychologist, and we're still good friends today. But he shared a quote with me the other day that really spoke to me. And it said, "The meaning of life is to find your gifts. The purpose of life is to give it away." And, I just want to take this opportunity to thank you and District 112 for giving me the opportunity to find and share my gifts with others. You know, I genuinely care about people, and I want all staff and students to know that they matter and to be able to find the potential that they have inside. And I lead with kindness and patience and understanding and trust, all the things that I've learned from other people, in hopes to help others find their gifts so that they can share them too. So thank you so much.
Patty, it has been an absolute pleasure to interview you on Lighthouse 112. I thank you. You're a gift to the profession, and I'm so happy to share you with the world through this medium. Thank you so much, and I can't wait till we get back in person. Thank you for listening to Lighthouse 112, the podcast from the Superintendent of Schools in the North Shore School District 112. We're a PK-8 public school district in Northeast Illinois. This podcast is a source of information about the school district, its leadership, its teachers and students, and its community. It's another source of updates and an additional source of news regarding the changing narrative of public education. Inspire, innovate, and engage. This podcast can be listened to and heard on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, Overcast, Pocket Casts, Radio Public, Stitcher, and other sources are being added all the time. Please check back and subscribe to us to stay current with what's going on in North Shore School District 112. Please also visit our website at www.nssd112.org. Thank you so much for listening and for your interest.